95.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work.
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do.
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen.
En route to work or to the gym.
Stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Once again, Mervis sets the standard for jewelry. You've got to see our new collection. Straight row diamond tennis bracelets remain a favorite. They're simple and elegant. Our neck pieces are so sexy, they're almost illegal. Imagine a perfect diamond, suspended from a delicate gold chain, resting securely in the small of her throat. What a beautiful, sensuous gift. Our magnificent diamond bands will melt her heart. The Mervis diamonds are ferociously brilliant. They seem to leap out at you. The designs are daring and rare. You'll find them at one place only, Mervis. And as for earrings, Mervis proudly shows the newest diamond ear studs, dangles, hoops, and anything else you can imagine. When you really love her, show it with Mervis diamond jewelry, the best there is. Two philosophies unite everything at Mervis. The finest quality and legendary Mervis value. The prices are almost too good to be true. Come see for yourself. She'll thank you forever. Mervis Diamond Importers. Financing is available. Go to MervisDiamond.com. Again, that's MervisDiamond.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. All right, let's get you through Northeast. A number of signal lights dark. Pepco says that they're working on a power issue essentially between Fort Totten and Chillum in a large area. So if you come up to any of those intersections that are dark, please treat as a four-way stop. There's too many to mention. So again, crews are aware of the problem. They say they hope to have everyone restored here by 7 o'clock, but we still could have some problems with those intersections. Let's go Maryland now. North Potomac area, not related to that power outage, but we do have a down utility pole and wires. Closing 28 Darnestown Road. That shut down in each direction, just east of Quince Orchard Road, right in the vicinity if you travel that area near Quince Orchard Medical Park. So you will be detoured and sent turn around there. 270 southbound Urbana and Hyattstown slow. We did have an earlier crash southbound near 109, and that had been confined to both shoulders. In the rain this morning, so allow plenty of time to get where you're going. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem will get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. That's 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
So your roll this morning, we do have occasional rain and showers in the forecast. Patchy fog reducing visibilities in spots. We'll keep the showers into the afternoon. Temperatures very mild. A little bit 60s. Overnight tonight, things will start changing. Showers early. Colder weather over the weekend. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Burke, 60 in Kensington, 60 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Donald Trump says he probably has a good relationship with Kim Jong-un. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Good morning and happy Friday. Are you ready for this packed show that we have for you today? In half an hour, 6:35, we will be joined by Mark Krikorian. We're going to discuss the latest on the immigration deal. Where are we with that? At 7:05, it's James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation, North Korea, Iran, FISA, countries, a whole lot. 7:35, Walter Williams, economist at George Mason University, will speak to him about how President Trump's economic plans impact the African-American community. At 8:05, it's Matt Schlapp. And at 8:35, it's Ed Henry. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnese.
Oh, good morning. Yesterday, the President of the United States reportedly growing frustrated with a group of lawmakers in the Oval Office who presented it to him an immigration plan that he did not like. It included just $1.6 billion for the wall and rerouting some of those diversity visa lotteries to countries that have until recently had temporary protected status in the United States, countries like Haiti and El Salvador. And the president responding when he finds out about that, quote, "Why are we having all these people from crap hole countries come here?" He said, quote, "According to the people in the room," and he was referring to those countries mentioned by the lawmakers. Trump then suggested, the Washington Post reported yesterday, that the United States should instead bring in more people from countries such as Norway, whose prime minister, of course, was at the White House Wednesday. So pretty clear why Norway, of all places, might be top of mind for him. Also, Norway, successful, wealthy country. Haiti, El Salvador, the complete opposite of that. So the president making an assessment of who should be allowed into the United States and that receiving wall-to-wall coverage. Now, as this broke yesterday, news outlets everywhere had to sort of make a bunch of decisions with how they were going to cover it, to include how they would censor the specific word. You heard me say crap hole. I mean, there's all sorts of options available. None of them are easy to pick from. But CNN did not hold back at all. In fact, they started off with censored words on screen, but then they just changed everything. They changed everything. The very kids that you needed to protect from your television screens yesterday, I felt like CNN was the three-year-old who heard a curse word for the first time and repeated it ad nauseum for the rest of the day. So let's run down some of the media reaction to this, because I think you deserve to hear sort of how the press has treated this. Don Lemon on CNN led the charge in many ways. Here he is calling the president racist.
President Trump's shocking and racist remarks about immigrants coming from whole countries sparking disgust tonight.
Wow, quite a censor. He must have really dragged that one out. Here's more of Don Lemon.
We're live with breaking news. The shameful racist comments by the president of the United States in an Oval Office meeting on immigration.
All right. And then meanwhile, he comes back to, you know, that the president has attacked Don Lemon in the past, referring to him as a race baiter. Listen to this.
I wasn't shocked. I'm not. I'm really not outraged by it. I'm not outraged. I'm tired of being outraged, as a matter of fact. I've been outraged too many times. It's more important to be strategic than to be outraged. Some people can be outraged, but it's more important for level-headed people to be strategic rather than outraged. Otherwise, it becomes a sky-is-falling situation every time he says something dumb or stupid or racist. Here's why I'm not outraged. Because people of color warned you. You called us racists or race baiters. I'm not mad that you call me those things because I'm not one of them. So why are you mad if someone calls you a racist if you know you're not one? Think about that.
What?
If you know you're not a racist, then why are you mad about it when someone calls out racism?
What is this logic chain?
What does that say about you? You know what those black and brown folks who you call racist are saying now? They're saying you bought it, you own it. And as we say in the South, and you know what this means, bless your heart.
Am I not tracking? I'm not. I'm definitely not tracking here.
Your problem is that you use Don Lemon and logic in the same sentence. So that's where that goes. These are the people who everything they disagree with is automatically racist. And I have a problem with calling this racist. If you look at the countries that that the president was referring to, those countries are a mess. Those countries have always been a mess. I can't remember when Haiti was prosperous. Not in my lifetime. Haiti's always been a mess. You know, when we went to we were on a cruise and you stop at Labadee, you know, which is on the same island, the island of Hispaniola. They have armed guards with you when you go on the beach that you're not robbed and assaulted when you're on the beach.
Oh, it's not a perk just to make you feel like Valerie Jarrett with Secret Service protection?
You know, there and you made a good point, Vince. Before you had said that that we bring these people in from these countries as refugees. Well, what are they refugees from? Well, they have to be refugees from violence and hardship, right? So if they're refugees from their own country, then why is it wrong to point out what their countries are? Oh, wait, you can't point that out because they're from countries where the natives, the people who are from that area, are black or brown. And so therefore, it's racist.
More, and that's a good point. I want to get more of your reaction to this, too, as we get the media's reaction. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. And we'll talk, of course, with Mark Krikorian a lot about this at 6:35 this morning. Don Lemon, you know, wasn't finished, though. He could not help himself. Here's more of Don.
This is CNN Tonight. I'm Don Lemon. The president of the United States is racist.
There you go. Okay. Thanks, Don. It's quite a news report. It's amazing stuff. By the way, the specific quotes, the quote is, why are we having all these people from crap hole countries come here? Now, do I need to diagram the sentence for you? People from crap hole countries. That from crap hole countries is a prepositional phrase. and it modifies people. So actually, it's not all those people. It's the people who are from crap hole countries. Anyway, that's where they're from.
Well, I'm offended by your use of grammar because that is a white construct and you're just exercising your white privilege.
Saying. It's just maybe worth like reading the hearsay we're getting vis-a-vis the Washington Post. Additionally, CNN was nowhere near done. Anna Navarro, who's a Republican strategist, mind you. I want to mark this. Republican strategist. These are the words that came out of her mouth yesterday.
He can't deny it. He can't deny it when there are people of that caliber who were there and heard it. And it tells you just how shamelessly racist he is. This is not that he's saying in the dark of night. This is not something that he's thinking in his head. Let me tell you, you know why he doesn't like the visa lottery? Because it's the way Africans come here. You know why he doesn't like TPS, temporary protective status? Because right now it covers Haitians. It covers Salvadorians. You know what Haitians and Africans have in common? They are in completely different parts of the world, completely different continents. They are black. They are black. Donald Trump has shown us his dark heart, has shown us his racism.
She's on a roll. Let her
Where's
go.
Where's she from?
She's on a roll. Let her go.
She doesn't even make any sense. Haitians and Salvadorans are black?
I guess. Well, I guess some can be black.
It's Anna Navarro. I can't. All right. Well, more from you in a moment as your calls come pouring in, and also more of this media reaction, which has been fierce in the last 18 hours or so. 6:15 now on WMAL. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Let's get you through town. The challenge this morning in Northeast in a large area between Fort Totten and Chilham. There was a blown transformer. There's a power outage. Pepco crews are working on it, and a number of intersections are dark. So as you make your early morning travels through this Northeast corridor, please treat as a four-way stop. Everyone's trying to get somewhere, so have patience, please. Now, what is working, Maryland, as you come south off of 70, if you're using 355, the Monocacy River Bridge has been reopened. That's been closed for, over a month now doing bridge repair work. But again, it's open this morning, so if you're coming south of Francis Scott Key Mall, 355, you are able to go without being detoured. 270 in Urbana and Hyattstown slow. We had the earlier crash south of 109 to both shoulders. And we have a pole and wires down, closing a stretch 28, Darnstown Road, just east of Quince Orchard Road. That's where 28 shut down in each direction. Update sponsored by 7-Eleven. Now you can go beyond breakfast with endless options at 7-Eleven, where you can get fresh brewed coffee and everything else you won't find anywhere else at participating locations. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We got some rain showers early today, and they'll become more intermittent for the afternoon with a high near 65 degrees. Tonight, it'll be cloudy with periods of rain, becoming windy overnight, a low of 36. And then tomorrow, windiness. Cloudy skies will become partly cloudy in the afternoon with a high around 40. Currently at Reagan National, 59 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
The game of football is about pain. I thought foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life. I'm so glad I met Good Feet. I'm so glad those arch supports are in my shoes.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
All right. Media's reaction to the president referring to places like Haiti and El Salvador as crap hole countries yesterday. That report in the Washington Post got everybody all lit up. Interested also in your reaction to this morning. That's where we're going now to John in Fredericksburg. First up here on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, John.
Yes, good morning. A politician wouldn't have said crap hole. He would have said third world. There are third world countries all over the world. People of all different races live in them. And you're referring to the corrupt leadership of these countries that does not necessarily reflect on the people of those countries. And also, he said in the past, and he's right, we don't need the world's peasant, okay? If we're going to bring people in, let them be educated people that can contribute something to this country. Doesn't matter what country they come from, but we don't want the uneducated peasants from the world.
Look,
and
to your point,
racist, that's too bad.
John, to your point, here's a basic premise. We need to have a real immigration debate in this country that involves who do we allow into the country? How do they help the United States? And if we want to build some component that's charitable, there's some component where we're sort of ignoring the inherent value that somebody brings to the United States, and we're just looking to protect them from, say, their crap hole countries. That's the debate we need to have, not the one where we just say, hey, let's open up the borders and let anybody come in. Otherwise, you're racist.
Yes. I mean, if there are truly refugees from a country that's, you know, or being murdered, that's one thing. But otherwise, we should be bringing in people that are going to contribute to this country.
Thank you, John. Michael is in Greenbelt this morning reacting as well. Michael, good morning. What did you make of the president's comments yesterday and the media's reaction to them?
I would say that, once again, Trump is taking a hit for a lot of things that some of them politicians truly mean, truly feel in their heart, some in the media. Everyone needs to stop acting like they Pope, the Pope and Mother Teresa.
Right. Everyone gets the vapors.
You know, I mean, that also goes with the talk radio also. Let's stop that.
Yeah, let's go after those guys.
The president of the United States just pretty much said what he felt. Everybody knew how Donald Trump, you know, what his logical thinking, where he was before he ran for president. We chose him as president. I'm African American. If you don't like how he governs, you know, just go out and, you know, place another vote, change your vote. But other than that, I want to know what's going on with my money. Can I get another better paying job? Is some good opportunities? I got a family. You know, I mean, let's get busy. What he said last night don't mean nothing to me. Let's talk about the immigration policy. Are you going to get your wall? Are you going to limit the number of people coming in here? I don't want to hear nothing about some curse words or whatever someone thinks. Let's talk about the deal they're trying to put together. And that's what the, you know, I think the media misplacing. You're talking about words coming out of his mouth.
That's
Let's
right.
talk about what they might try to be put him together. You know, Donald want his wall. Give him his wall. Let's support him. Let's just try to support him.
Good point.
Nobody never actually supported the man.
Michael, thank you. Yeah, no, the press needs to have an honest conversation about the details and why they matter, actually, instead of just calling everything racist and then attacking the president with news porn the second you can, which is what a lot of this has become. Tom in Chantilly this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
So I lived in Haiti under the Clintons for 6 months, and I can tell you, I didn't see any
under the Clintons, you said?
You know, Hollywood elites vacationing down there, and all these people that are running around calling him a racist. Why don't you go vacation in some of these spots that he's talking about? But you won't go there, so I guess that makes them racist.
So you don't think Don Lemon vacations in Haiti?
I don't think so. And when I was there, I was sitting by the pool and I had to have a gun. You know,
wow.
It's a lovely country.
You can't swim with the gun unless it's like an AK.
Well, we called it porta potty, not porta print.
Oh, I see. So. Okay, gotcha. All right, Tom, thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Bob in Hyattsville, real quickly.
Hi. Good morning, folks. I just wanted to say that I reside in a crack hole county called Prince George's.
Oh, my God.
It does not offend me if anyone says so. And I'm referring to its governance, not its residents.
You broke CNN's rules, Bob. That's racist. You're not allowed to say that. All right. More from you in a moment. 622 on WMAL.
If you're retired or thinking about retiring soon, tune in Saturday afternoons at 2 for The Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services on WMAL.
Despite recent record highs in the market, it's worth remembering there are many factors that can have an impact on your money. A change in the Federal Reserve, a shift in emerging markets, political unrest, or natural disasters. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. For all of the reasons to be optimistic about the market, there are also reasons to stay alert. Your financial advisor can help you evaluate all the news impacting the market, good and bad, and position your portfolio accordingly.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your
787 cars for kids. K-A-R-S cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Signal lights, that seems to be an issue around the region. Starting northeast, though, that's where we had a blown transformer. Crews confirmed Pepco's working on the issue. Number of signal lights dark. So if you're heading anywhere between, say, the Fort Totten area and Chilham area, or anywhere you are, find a dark intersection, please treat as a four-way stop. Virginia, on Lee Highway, Clifton Road, those lights were on flash, working properly for everyone trying to get through there. 66, relatively quiet, no problems to report on the Greenway, Toll Road. I do have an issue with powered lines and a utility pole down on the North Potomac area. 28, Darnstown Road, shut down each direction east of Quince Orchard Road. So if you normally head from Quince Orchard Road or in that vicinity near Quince Orchard Medical Park, you will be turned around. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
So your roll this morning, we do have occasional rain and showers in the forecast. Patchy fog reducing visibilities in spots. We'll keep the showers into the afternoon. Temperatures very mild. Low to mid-60s. Overnight tonight, things will start changing. Showers early. Colder weather over the weekend. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 59 degrees, 626 on WMAL.
Perhaps the White House feels the president's remarks will be well received in some parts of this country, among some parts of the president's base. And perhaps that is true. But it doesn't make what he said any less ignorant or any less racist. Not racial, not racially charged, racist. Let's not kid ourselves. Let's not pretend or dance around it. The sentiment the president expressed today is a racist sentiment.
Why are we having all these people from crap hole countries come here? The president apparently asked yesterday, according to the Washington Post. What do you think? Tom and Chantilly this morning. Good morning, sir. What's your reaction?
So, good morning. I'm just wondering, why didn't the Democrats simply answer the question? And what I think is they're hiding behind the fact, the way the president asked it. It's as simple as that.
So they're not, they don't want to tackle the underlying premise, which is, hey, maybe we should assess which countries actually we allow immigration from.
Sure. No, look, my wife is Japanese. Now, why doesn't the lottery apply to Southeast Asia? Why doesn't it apply to East Europe?
Yeah. Bingo.
Great questions.
Bingo.
And actually, as far as Asia goes, the president did say that he would be open to more immigrants from Asian countries because he felt that they helped the United States economically. No one is even discussing that part of his comments.
Yeah, because that's mitigating. That suggests that he's got some out, Mary, that he's not inherently racist through and through. So that's not the type of thing that we need to bring up.
Right. I forgot. Silly me.
Yeah, get in line. Follow the sheet music here. 6:27 on WMAL.
Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Hey, this is Eric Stewart of Long & Foster. I've been a licensed realtor for over 30 years and sold nearly 3,000 homes. I've learned a lot, and I'm ready to share that knowledge with you on my new show, Real Estate Now, talking all things buying, selling, and everything in between on a national scale. I hope you'll join me Sunday nights at 9:30 p.m. for Real Estate Now, brought to you by Relocation Nation. Find out more at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-457-1337. That's 800-457-1337. 800-457-1337. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, as Michael suggested, we should really get to the bottom of what's actually in the details of these immigration plans. So we're going to do that. Mark Krikorian is going to join us next, break down this plan that lawmakers put in front of the president, the one that led him to that reaction heard around the world. All that's straight ahead. 6:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The White House hasn't denied that President Trump used a vulgar term yesterday when referring to immigrants from Haiti and African nations.
Raj Shah, who is a spokesman here, did put out a lengthy statement. Here's a portion of what that statement says. President Trump is fighting for permanent solutions that make our country stronger by welcoming those who can contribute to our society, grow our economy, and assimilate into our great nation.
Correspondent Sarah Murray, the UN Human Rights Office this morning says Mr. Trump's comments, if confirmed, are shocking and shameful. Attempted murder charges have been filed against a 19-year-old junior at Central High School in Capitol Heights for allegedly attacking two other students with a knife in school yesterday. The Maryland Senate could vote today on whether to override Governor Larry Hogan's veto of a paid sick leave bill. The House voted yesterday to override the veto. If the Senate does likewise and the bill becomes law, Maryland employers with 15 or more employees would be required to offer earned paid sick leave to those workers. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg is pledging to devote this year to fixing Facebook.
The Facebook CEO is starting the effort with the move he says is intended to boost the well-being of users by changing its news feed to prioritize posts from friends, family members, and groups over those from publishers and brands. Videos, news stories, and business posts that users consume passively without commenting and sharing will now be demoted.
Correspondent Ciara Crawford. U.S. Capitol Police arrested seven people yesterday as they staged a sit-in at the office of Maryland Congressman Steny Hoyer. The protesters were demanding a meeting with the House Democratic whip to talk about the humanitarian crisis in Yemen. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 25,575, the Nasdaq at 72,12. Sports sponsored by IKEA. College basketball, the Maryland men and women both lose. AU wins, Navy wins. NHL, the Caps lose to the Carolina Hurricanes. NBA, the Wizards host Orlando tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
What's soft, stylish, and the perfect upgrade to your bedroom? An IKEA duvet cover. That's why. Get 20% off all IKEA duvet covers from January 10th to January 21st. Visit your IKEA store or IKEA.com for more details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
What do you want to be when you retire? Hi, Rick Edelman here. You need a plan because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. Join us in McLean and Alexandria, Saturday, January 20th at 11 a.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first
first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Call toll-free at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI, with 7 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor with my friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with the Reynolds team. Sarah, tell us how your exclusive buyers in waiting system works for anyone wanting to sell their home.
It's easy. Call us and we will sit down with you and show you in real time our hot and ready home buyers ready to see your home now.
Well, that's easy. I understand you also have over 5,500 buyers in your database looking for a home in the area right now.
Yes, we do. That's one of the many reasons why we were able to net our sellers 6% more money and sell 3 times faster than the average agent. We already have the buyers.
So that's why you continue to be ranked one of the top teams in the area?
Yes, and we will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, we will buy it for a price agreed upon. Let us get you top dollar and you can start packing.
Call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading around the Beltway, Virginia. Pretty decent here. Slowest stretch really will be just some of that volume in Annandale. Then wide open, pushing out of Tyson's toward the Legion Bridge. You need a break there, and you get it. 95 out of Dale City. A bit sluggish as well and toward Woodbridge again in Newington, but nothing reported along the way. DC 295 northbound, once you come off the Beltway up toward the Naval Research Lab, off and on the brakes. Let's go Maryland. Boy, we've had some problems here. 28, that remains closed in each direction. North Potomac area, 28th Darnstown Road shut down east of Quince Orchard Road. That's right near Quince Orchard Medical Park. And that's due to utility pole and wires that are down. Crews have been working on this for a while. Heading through northeast, a power problem, they say blown transformer. There's a number of signal lights that are dark between the areas of Fort Totten and Chillum. So please treat those intersections like a four-way stop and let your neighbors through. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Occasional rain and showers around this morning with patchy fog. This afternoon, still a few showers, low to mid-60s. Overnight tonight, temperatures will drop into the upper 30s. And then temperatures tomorrow will actually fall to near freezing in the afternoon with gusty northwest winds. Sunshine low 30s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Alexandria, 62 in Olney, 59 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning, 637 here on WMAL. Coming up, we got James Carafano joining us at 7:05 this morning from the Heritage Foundation. 7:35, Walter Williams will be here. 8:05, Matt Schlapp from the American Conservative Union. And then at 8:35, Ed Henry from the Fox News Channel. All ahead on a very packed day as President Trump nicely ends the week for us here on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Kahn is with Mary Walter.
And joining us to sort this all out for us is Mark Krikorian, who's a nationally recognized expert on immigration issues, and he serves as the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. So who better to speak to about this big mess? Mark, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning.
All right, let's cut through all of the mess and all of the noise about what President Trump had to say about Haiti and San Salvador, and let's get to the guts of this immigration bill. What has been floated so far? What is on the table as of right now?
Well, what all the talk is about is not even a bill yet. It's a deal that the Gang of Six in the Senate, basically the same people who brought you the Gang of Eight, have agreed to and went to brief the president on. And it's almost as though they came up with a proposal that was intended to insult the Republicans and the president. It would amnesty not just the DACA people, the ones who got work permits. It would amnesty all the other dreamers, so-called, people who could have gotten DACA but never applied for it. So it's much larger. it actually would amnesty their parents by giving them work, renewable work permits. You know, the whole point of this DACA and Dreamer thing was that they came, they're adults now, but they came when they were minors and therefore shouldn't be held legally responsible for their actions. But their parents weren't minors. In addition, it does nothing really meaningful to get rid of chain migration and the visa lottery, and it throws some crumbs at the border and border spending. So it fails to address any of the important points that the administration and the Republicans are shooting for. And an important point is there's an actual bill actually introduced in the House by committee chairmen, important leadership figures, led by Congressman Goodlatte, that actually is very good. And that's more likely to be the real vehicle that we see at least debated and moved forward, as opposed to this thing with the Gang of Six is really more just a kind of a PR stunt, in my opinion.
So this Gang of Six bill, was this intended to sort of preempt anybody else's plan, this group of senators rushing to the White House to show the president what they had?
That's my sense, because there's a different group in the Senate that's less maximalist on immigration. They haven't actually finally put something together yet. So, yeah, I think this was an attempt to sort of be the first mover, as they say.
Let me ask you, though, about why we're even discussing DACA. Why are Republicans taking the bait on this? Why are Republicans bringing up DACA? Why don't we just let that expire? And if Republicans don't get what they want, DACA doesn't happen. Plain and simple, they don't have to deal with this.
Well, I mean, they don't have to. And the people who had DACA whose work permits are expiring, and they're expiring in early March, that's why there's a sort of a perceived deadline. There's a case to make for giving the DACAs a real amnesty instead of the illegal one that Obama gave them, but only if it's part of a package that will limit the fallout, that will limit the damage from that amnesty. And that's what these other provisions, like ending chain migration, what have you, are about. So I think it's a debate worth having, but you're right that there should be no sense of of being forced or required to agree to anything that Dick Durbin and Lindsey Graham come up with.
Well, this group of lawmakers were the match that lit the fire yesterday, because in their conversations with the president, they suggested that they would reroute some of these diversity visa lotteries to people who were here under temporary protected status in the United States up until recently, to include from places like Haiti and El Salvador. The president, of course, responding now in those infamous remarks, why are we having all these people from crap hole countries coming here? And of course, I'm censoring that. What do you make sort of that statement and the underlying premise that we should decide that some countries are better than others when they send their immigrants?
Well, I mean, you know, we're not going to have a country-based immigration system. We got rid of some of that in the 60s, but we still have a lot of national origins-based elements in our immigration system, which is why Tom Cotton's proposal that the president has embraced to move toward a merit-based immigration system for the employment-based visas is really the way to go, because it's not asking you what country you're coming from. It would be asking you, you know, what's your education, skills, age range, that sort of thing, and you get a point total. And if you make the threshold, they pick, you know, you would be in the pool to be picked from, and it doesn't matter what country you come from.
Mm-hmm. So a genuinely colorblind immigration system.
Exactly, which is not really what we have even now.
If it's genuinely colorblind, why are the Democrats against it?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I think that answers itself in some degree. It's interesting that the various pieces of the immigration system that the Republicans are trying to reform, each has its own, ironically, ethnic constituency group. For instance, the big family
Yep.
chain migration category, it's for brothers and sisters of U.S. citizens. Well, the Asian activist groups have adopted that as their pet immigration plan, because there's a lot of people from the Philippines and elsewhere in those waiting lists.
Mark
Yep.
We have almost no time, but I want to share with you what the White House said to us yesterday. Listen to this comment.
Well, I think Democrats have a whole host of priorities on immigration reform. They want to see legal status for other individuals who come into this country illegally. And that's something the president is willing to talk about and I think willing to discuss. But I think the first thing is first is that we now have a universe of issues where there is some agreement that this is sort of the ground for an initial debate and initial discussion. If we're able to get a bill together with this, it will provide good faith for further negotiations.
So the president open to talking about other amnesties in the future, the White House is saying. I was stunned by that.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, I think I am too, but there's all kinds of things we have to fix first.
Yep.
The reason we're dealing with DACA is that they're a sympathetic and unique subgroup of illegal immigrants. They're unlike any other group of illegals, and so it makes sense to package them into some of the steps we need to take.
All right, Mark, thank you very much. Unfortunately, out of time this morning. We'll chat with you again soon. Busy issue here, 644 on WMAL.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
This tax reform is going to expire, but it's not going to expire for 5 years. So I have an idea. Let's take advantage. So for wherever you might be in income, if it makes sense, we can convert your tax-deferred money to tax-free money at a discount.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon, here on WMAL or online at wintertroxell.com.
It's a new year, so you've got a fresh start in making life less stressful. Start with parking. This year, don't park, Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, you can get everywhere you need to go on time and without breaking the bank. Simply download the Spot Hero app, then search for a spot near your destination. Spot Hero will show you tons of options and let you reserve and pay in advance. No more driving around just hoping and praying to find parking. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, lights, and more lights out. Intersections dark. We have a couple problems around the area, so please, anytime you get to those intersections, everybody wants to get through. So treat as a four-way stop and be patient. In the northeast corridor between, say, Fort Totten and the Chilham area, number those intersections dark due to blown transformer. They're hoping between 7 and 9 to get some of this restored. They're working on it diligently. I'll take you onto Maryland's 28 Darnstown Road, east of Quince Orchard Road, down utility pole and wires. That's over near Quince Orchard Medical Park. So watch for the detour. You cannot get through there for now. 270 southbound. Well, we're getting through, but a bit slower. Bannon Hyattstown. Oh, and if you missed it, 355, the Monocacy River Bridge has been reopened. So you can use that in each direction. No longer detoured. The repairs to the bridge over a month now, that has been completed. Top side of the Beltway, Maryland. Pretty normal volume here, leaving College Park into Silver Spring and to the Wilson Bridge near St. Barnabas Road for the backups. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Slow your roll this morning. We do have occasional rain and showers in the forecast. Patchy fog reducing visibilities in spots. We'll keep the showers into the afternoon. Temperatures very mild. A little bit 60s. Overnight tonight, things will start changing. Showers early. Colder weather over the weekend. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 59 degrees. Terry McAuliffe, the outgoing governor of Virginia, was on Hardball yesterday, and he had this to say about the idea that if Trump ever tried to, like, lumber over him, tower over him in a debate the way he did to Hillary Clinton, the result would be very different. Listen to Terry. Tough Terry.
But if he ever came over and leaned on me and got in my space, that would be the last time Donald Trump ever did that. I promise you that.
Wow. Wow. Terry. Who does he think he's? Hulk Hogan? Hulk Hogan's Terry. That's his first name, too. I don't think that that's true. I'm sorry.
Really? You wouldn't pick him? You wouldn't pick him in a battle?
Who would you pick in a fight? Terry McAuliffe or Donald Trump?
I got to tell you, I'd probably go with Terry McAuliffe. I think he can move quicker.
Okay. He's a small he's a bony little dude, a lot of elbows. But
yeah, spry.
But I don't know. I don't think you hit big. It's not a good move to ever hit the fat dude because they have way more power behind that strike. They may not have as many strikes, but one good hit, things are not going to go well.
Is this like a Batman versus Superman type thing?
I think so, but like the complete opposite of that.
It's exactly like it, only totally different.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So
exactly the same thing, only totally. Yeah, I'm sorry, but my money's on McAuliffe because I think he'd also fight dirty.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know. I mean, Trump's from New York. Let's be honest.
Oh, good point.
He's got that going for him. So anyway, let us know your picks online at WMALDC. Terry McAuliffe for Donald Trump. Who wins in that fist fight? And I guess this is his opening salvo for his 2020 presidential campaign, which makes no sense at all. 6:49 on WMAL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
Internet providers promise small businesses a lot. Let's hear who really delivers more. Comcast Business offers fast gig speeds across our network. Verizon doesn't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 8 hours of 4G wireless network backup to keep your business connected. Verizon, not so much. We offer 35 voice features that businesses care about and solutions that grow with your business so you never miss a call. Verizon, no way. Clearly, Comcast Business gives you more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet on our reliable gig speed network. Plus, you can add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer ends 1/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice and basic TV on one outlet. Early termination fee applies. Requires Comcast Business Internet. Additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra, and subject to change. Connection Pro restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to Connection Pro. Minimum term agreement required. Requires Comcast Business Internet at regular rates. Call for details.
You hear that? You've got to listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best cardio machine on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? Bring home your own Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
One of the most common New Year's resolutions is to spend less and save more. Too many times we are told the way to achieve financial stability now or in retirement is to cut our expenses. How exciting does that sound? Instead of downgrading your lifestyle, why not learn to create an extra source of income? Ever wonder what it takes to generate active income from the markets? Online Trading Academy would like to invite you to a free half-day class where you will see exactly what it takes to develop that skill. Call 877-304-TRADE. And when you register, they'll send you a Wall Street Insider's kit so you can get started right away. Call 877-304-TRADE. They will even throw in a free extra ticket so you can invite a friend to this potentially life-changing class. Call 877-304-TRADE or go online to otaclass.com. Online Trading Academy can teach you the skills to make money when the markets go up or down. Call 877-304-TRADE. That's 877-304-8723 or otaclass.com.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
All right, 6:53. It's time to see how your money's doing. Let's check in with Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk.
Happy Friday, Vince. Good morning. Wall Street trading opens this morning with all of the major averages at fresh record highs. The Dow shot up 200 points yesterday. Futures are higher, pointing to a higher open this morning. In fact, Dow futures are up more than 100 points right now. Markets are mostly higher in Europe, and they closed mostly higher in Asia. Crude oil ticking a little lower from its three-year high, but prices at the pump sure are higher. Earnings season is on. Everyone wants in on this bull market. The world's largest asset manager, BlackRock, reported this morning. It added $1 trillion from clients last year and reported results that beat forecasts. Now, the nation's biggest bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, will have earnings results shortly this morning, as well as the beleaguered Wells Fargo and PNC Financial, too. Facebook is making changes after scrutiny for hosting fake news, with people calling it Fakebook. So it will reduce the number of posts you see in your newsfeed from businesses and brands and media. And it says it wants you to see more posts from family and friends. Today is National Clean Off Your Desk Day. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Have you heard Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish?
The clients we work with are typically in between 50 to 70, with just a few years away until full retirement, maybe already retired, or sometimes even months away. God forbid, if a crash or serious correction happens, we don't let a lifetime's worth of savings be wiped out.
Abe tries to ensure that you're protecting what it is that you do have.
Join them Saturday afternoon at 4 here on WMAL and visit retirementkeyradio.com.
Tired of making resolutions? How about making a decision to get your affairs shaped up and your legal house in order? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Overall, Vince, not doing so bad on the Beltway. Definitely have some areas where we have the heavy volume, Virginia in Annandale, but that's about it. Maryland as you head through Largo, New Carrollton, just because of the conditions of the road spray and topside through Silver Spring. Now, let's get you in through town and seeing a little bit of a change. Crews have been working on the power outage, blown transformer in northeast, essentially between Chillum and Fort Cotton. Number intersections dark, but some of those lights starting to come back on, but they say this still could take a couple hours to get everything working properly. So treat as a four-way stop, please. No problems to report right now. 95, 395, 66. Watch for the volume in Manassas in Centerville now as you come up through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild but damp. And a slow commute this morning with occasional rain and showers around, patchy fog, and still a few showers this afternoon, and very mild into the mid-60s. Colder weather coming by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 59 degrees, 6:56 on WMAL.
Win the day with a Dunkin' deal. Get two egg and cheese wake up wrap sandwiches for $2. Made with tasty egg and melted cheese. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes, limited time offer.
Well, do you use Facebook? More than 2 billion people do. 2 billion. That's a lot of people. Nice business model, too, when you have 2 billion people using it. Facebook set to change your news feed. That's that thing you see when you log on to Facebook and you see all the messages from various people, like right away, you know, the videos, the stories, things that are going on in people's lives, the weddings, the babies, the deaths, whatever it is. All those things you see, that's the news feed when you first open Facebook. That's changing. And when I say changing, what it means is they're actually going to change the type of content that appears there now. And Facebook is making it so more friends and family content will appear there from now on, and a lot less news, a lot less videos, a lot less, you know, things from the outside world. None of that. They want to make Facebook more of a happy place. They don't want you arguing in your Facebook feed. They want you just seeing your friends and your family and finding out what's going on in their lives. They're concerned, apparently, that people are just getting too grumpy using it, and they want to make sure that they're fun and that there's all sorts of, you know, you have more interactions with friends and family. The effect of that, of course, you know, from a business perspective, for publishers, like I work for the Daily Caller, you know, we're concerned about something like that because that means fewer readers coming to our site. We use a place like Facebook. But if you're a, if you're an informed news consumer, if you are reading through your Facebook page and you find stories and things you like because those are the types of content you click on, then Facebook in the past has been giving you more and more of that because it's of the impression that you like that. Apparently no more. It's going to move in the direction of making it so more and more friends and family content is in front of you, whether you like it or not.
See, I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing because I think there are a lot of people who feel that the entire environment on social media, period, has just become really negative and they don't like it. And when they, you know, open up Facebook, they see the newsfeed, they see all this stuff, political stuff, they don't want to see it. So if you are part of a group or you're part of a group's pages that are more politically oriented, you'll still get the notifications when someone posts something. That'll still come across your newsfeed. That'll still be coming through in your notifications. So I kind of get it. Is that a bad thing?
You've got to make sure to set your priorities in those groups to make sure you do get the notifications. But
right.
But look, here's the thing. As far as activity, it hasn't actually diminished. Yes, you might be grumpy when you're on Facebook, but you're doing it a lot. People are still using it. Record levels. It's never been better. So this is not necessarily about Facebook's business interest. This is about changing the types of conversations because they're sad that people are not being more happy in their environment. So apparently that's changing.
So when Hillary gets elected next time around, or Chelsea, do you think that they'll change that back again so everyone can see all the political stuff about how wonderful Chelsea Clinton is as president?
I'm going to mark down this prediction because it could happen. Definitely. Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
We're going to be joined by James Carafano at 7:05. He's from the Heritage Foundation. We're going to talk to him about North Korea. Remember North Korea? Iran, FISA, and a whole lot more.
And also, we'll be joined by Walter Williams in the next hour as we approach MLK Day. We'll talk about the president's relationship with Black America, how that's going. Record levels of employment, by the way. And also, Nancy Pelosi had quite a day yesterday. A lot of stupidity there. We don't want it to be overshadowed by anything else. We'll share at 7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bray and Scarf. The United Nations Human Rights Office this morning says President Trump's comments on Africa, if confirmed, are, quote, shocking and shameful. The president's getting plenty of pushback on Capitol Hill, too.
Republican Congresswoman Mia Love, whose parents are from Haiti, demanding an apology, asserting that the president's comments are divisive, elitist, and fly in the face of our nation's values. The only African-American Republican senator, Tim Scott, calling the remarks disappointing, but the majority of congressional Republicans and GOP leadership keeping quiet.
Correspondent Joe Johns. Meanwhile, President Trump has raised a few eyebrows with remarks to the Wall Street Journal, saying he probably has a good relationship with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
Certainly came as a surprise to many people who watched the situation closely on the Korean Peninsula. Yes, there are back-channel communications between the U.S. and North Korea at the United Nations in New York and elsewhere. However, sources that I've spoken with in the U.S. and North Korea on numerous occasions have given zero indication of any possibility of direct communication between Kim Jong-un and President Trump.
Correspondent Will Ripley. Maryland lawmakers are close to requiring many employers in the state to offer paid sick leave to their workers. The House has voted to override the governor's veto of that legislation. The Senate could vote as early as today. Supporters of an override will need all 29 Democrats who voted for the bill last year. The bill would require businesses with 15 or more employees to provide up to 5 days of earned paid sick leave. In Richmond, a bill to ban state dollars from paying for maximum pain experiments on dogs and cats has easily passed its first committee test. A Virginia Senate committee unanimously approved the bill after numerous activists spoke in favor of it, and few raised any substantial objections. Good news this morning for commuters in Frederick County.
The Maryland 355 bridge over the Monocacy River, which has been closed for more than a month, is now back open. Shantae Felix is with Maryland State Highways.
We originally anticipated a 60-day repair schedule, but we got it done 2 weeks ahead of time.
That was accomplished by crews working 12-hour shifts. The bridge was forced to close after a garbage truck crashed into it, forcing the emergency repairs. Maria Lee on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Seven people were arrested yesterday during a sit-in protest at House Democratic Whip Steny Hoyer's office on Capitol Hill. The protesters were demanding a meeting with the Maryland lawmaker about the humanitarian crisis in Yemen. The U.S. Army is preparing to do battle
with a hockey team.
The Army claims it will be damaged if the trademark Vegas Golden Knights is approved by the U.S. Trademark Trial and Appeal Board in suburban Washington. The Army says it has used the Golden Knights nickname since the late 1960s for its parachute team, public relations, and recruiting, and claims it owns common law rights for the color schemes that combine black and gold and yellow and white. The Las Vegas hockey team issuing a statement saying, "We are not aware of a single complaint from anyone attending our games that they were expecting to see the parachute team and not a professional hockey game." Joe Ramsey, Washington.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 25,575. The Nasdaq at 72,12. Sports: Carolina ends the Caps' five-game winning streak. College basketball: the Maryland men and women both lose. AU wins. Navy wins. NBA: the Wizards host Orlando tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.